USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The House is set to deliver an article of impeachment to the Senate tomorrow against former President Donald Trump for inciting a riot at the U.S. Capitol. The trial is set to begin the week of February 8th. A growing number of Republican senators say they oppose the trial, dimming the chances that Trump will be convicted. However, Senator Mitt Romney of Utah believes there should be a trial. He tells Fox News Sunday,
"I wish that weren't necessary, but the president's conduct with regards to the call to Secretary of State Raffensperger in Georgia, as well as the incitation towards the insurrection that led to the attack on the Capitol, calls for a trial. And, if we're going to have unity in our country, I think it's important to recognize the need for accountability, for truth and justice."
Meanwhile, as many as 5,000 National Guard troops will remain in Washington through mid-March to provide security around the Capitol. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Someone accused of sending death threats to a Capitol police officer and member of Congress has been arrested. Story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Department of Justice has revealed that a Texas man who allegedly participated in the January 6th Capitol insurrection also posted online death threats against Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and a Capitol police officer. Garrett Miller of Richardson, Texas, faces 5 criminal charges stemming from the January 6th Capitol insurrection. He posted on social media pictures of himself at the insurrection. He also wrote that the officer who fatally shot a 35-year-old Trump supporter deserves to die, and tweeted that someone should assassinate AOC. According to the DOJ, he was arrested Wednesday, and federal prosecutors are asking a judge to keep him in jail pending trial. A hearing is scheduled for Monday. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Forecasters are tracking 3 major storms across the U.S. this coming week. California is bracing for prolonged heavy rain and snow. More mountain snow and valley rain is headed for the southern Rockies. The central plains and Midwest are expecting snow and ice as well, from Iowa to New Jersey, with the heaviest falling from northern Kansas into parts of Illinois. Damaging winds and hail are forecast across northern Texas and Oklahoma. At least 2 people were killed and 1 injured when a vehicle spun on I-80 in Nebraska last night, crossing into oncoming traffic and crashing into a semi-truck. A new mission to Mars will have microphones to listen to what the planet sounds like.
3 new Mars missions are heading for the Red Planet in February, and they'll be recording the first sounds from another planet. NASA expects its Perseverance rover to land February 18th, after the United Arab Emirates' Hope orbiter arrives on February 19th, and China's Tianwen-1 mission arrives the next day. Perseverance carries 2 microphones. One will record the noise made by laser pulses emitted from the rover to hit rocks. The other microphone will listen to other events on the surface. The atmosphere on Mars is only about 1% as thick as the Earth's, so the sound waves will be different. Scientists say they expect to hear wind, falling boulders, and possibly even Mars quakes. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.